You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 398, covering week 4, January 20th to 26th, 2025. Linus Torvalds released Linux kernel 6.13. Among the most notable changes are lazy preemption mode in the task scheduler, support for atomic writes in XSS and EXT4, the multi-grain timestamps mechanism, adaptive mode for enabling polling in the network subsystem, the ability to build with the AutoFDO optimizations, support for the ARM65 guarded control stack protection mechanism, isolation of virtual machines using the ARMCCA extension, separate stacks in BPF, removal of Riser FS, the virtual CPU freak driver, NetLink API NetShaper, case-sensitive TMPFS mount mode, support for the POSIX extensions in SMB3, and the AMD cache optimizer driver. The new Mesa 25.0 release included the adoption of the AMD GPU _VirtIO layer, which allows the guest system to use the OpenGL and Vulkan drivers RadeonSI, RadeonSI_DRV_Video, and RADV provided by the host environment. Access is provided via VirtIO, which provides high-performance 3D acceleration in a virtual machine. At the moment, the driver can only be used in the QEMU plus KVM bundle. The Latin American Free Software Foundation has published a completely free version of the Linux Libre 6.13 GNU kernel, cleared of firmware and driver elements containing non-free components or code sections whose scope of application is limited by the manufacturer. Linux Libre also disables kernel functions for loading external non-free components that are not included in the kernel distribution, and references to the use of non-free components have been removed from the documentation. The Linux Libre kernel is recommended for use in distributions that meet the Free Software Foundation's criteria for building completely free GNU Linux distributions. For example, Linux Libre is used in distributions such as GNU GUIX, Dragora, Triskwell, Dynabolic, GNUSense, Parabola, Musix, and Congoni. Linux Libre 6.13 GNU adds code to clean blobs in new RTW8812A, RTW8821A, BMI270, AW8081, NTP8835, NTP8918. Drivers. Code was updated for removing blobs in Wilk 1000, RT1320, SH4-SIU, IVPU, BTNX, PUART, Adreno, and R8169 drivers, as well as in code related to touchscreen support on x86 systems. Blobs for RTL8192E, RTL8712, VT6656, and TI-ST drivers were removed. The ToyBox 0.8.12 system utility set has been published. Comparable to BusyBox, all utilities of the set are available through a single executable file. The project is being developed by the former BusyBox maintainer, written in C and distributed under the ZeroBSD license. The purpose of ToyBox is to provide manufacturers with the ability to use a minimalistic set of standard utilities without opening the source code of modified components. In terms of capabilities, ToyBox is still behind BusyBox. ToyBox has been supplied to the Android project since 2015. The Ninefront operating system 10931, codenamed This Time Definitely, has been released. The project develops a fork of the Plan 9 distributed operating system independent of Bell Labs. Ready-to-use installation builds are generated for i386, x86-64 architectures, and Raspberry Pi 1 through 4 boards. The code is distributed on the MIT license. Plan 9 attempts to erase the distinction between local and remote sources. The system is a distributed environment based on three basic principles. All resources can be viewed as a hierarchical set of files. There is no distinction in access to local and external resources. Each process has its own mutable namespace. The 9P protocol is used to create a single distributed hierarchy of resource files. The Ninefront fork is notable for its implementation of additional protection mechanisms, expanded hardware support, improved wireless networking, addition of new file systems, implementation of a sound subsystem and audio format encoders decoders, USB support, creation of the Mothra web browser, replacement of the bootloader and initialization system, use of disk data encryption, Unicode support, presence of a real address mode emulator, support for AMD 64 architecture and 64-bit address space. Wine 10.0 has been released. Key achievements in the new version include full support for the ARM64 EC architecture, scaling on high-density pixel screens, enabling the Wayland driver by default, implementing panels for customizing the screen and joystick, an alternative multimedia backend based on FFmpeg, a Bluetooth driver, support for Vulkan 1.4, and the ability to emulate switching video modes. VeraCrypt 1.26.18 has been released. It is a fork of the defunct TrueCrypt disk partition encryption system. VeraCrypt is notable for replacing the RIPE-MD-160 algorithm used in TrueCrypt with SHA-512 and SHA-256, increasing the number of hashing iterations, simplifying the build process for Linux and macOS, and eliminating issues identified during the audit of TrueCrypt source code. The code developed by the VeraCrypt project is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license, while borrowings from TrueCrypt continue to be distributed under the TrueCrypt License 3.0. Ready-made builds are generated for Linux, FreeBSD, Windows, and macOS. The Simple Direct Media Layer Library, SDL 3.2.0, is presented, which is marked as the first official stable release of the SDL 3 branch. The library is aimed at simplifying the writing of games and multimedia applications and provides features such as hardware-accelerated output of 2D and 3D graphics, input processing, audio playback, and 3D output via OpenGL, OpenGL ES, Metal, Direct3D, or Vulkan. The code is written in C and distributed under the ZLib license. Bindings are provided for using SDL projects in various programming languages. The Ventoy 1.1.0 toolkit has been published. It is designed to create bootable USB drives that include several operating systems on a single drive. The program allows you to boot an OS from unchanged ISO, WIM, image, VHD, and EFI images without requiring image unpacking or media reformatting. Simply copy the desired set of ISO images to an unused USB flash drive or SSD with the Ventoy bootloader, and it will boot any desired operating system located inside the images. At any time, you can replace or add new ISO images by simply copying new files, which is convenient for testing and preliminary familiarization with various distributions and operating systems. The project code is written in C and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Ventoy supports booting on systems with BIOS, IA32 UEFI, x86-64 UEFI, ARM64 UEFI, UEFI Secure Boot, and MIPS64EL UEFI with MBR or GPT partition tables. It supports booting various versions of Windows, WinPE, Linux, BSD, Chrome OS, as well as images of VMware and Xen virtual machines. The developers have tested the functioning of more than 1,200 ISO images with Ventoy, including various versions of Windows and Windows Server, several hundred Linux distributions, more than a dozen BSD systems. They added support for ISO images of the EWEOS distribution, uses DInit, Muscle, BusyBox, Clang, Pac-Man, and Wayland, fixed issues with loading System Rescue 11.02 Plus, and updated the shim boot layers, solved the problem with checking SBAT data. Debian developers have published a plan to freeze the package base of Debian 13 Trixie. Debian 13 is expected to be released in the second half of 2025. On March 15, 2025, the first stage of the package freeze will begin. On April 15, 2025, a soft freeze of the package database will occur, and on May 15, 2025, a hard freeze will be applied before the release. Sometime after the hard freeze, a full freeze will be carried out covering all packages. The date of the full freeze has not yet been determined. Oracle has formed a new branch of the MySQL 9.2.0 DBMS. MySQL Community Server 9.2.0 builds are available for all major Linux, FreeBSD, macOS, and Windows distributions. MySQL 9.2 is assigned to the Innovation branches, which will also include the next major release of MySQL 9.3. Innovation branches are recommended for those who want to get access to new functionality earlier, are published every 3 months, and are supported only until the next major release is published. They plan to form an LTS release this summer, recommended for implementations that require predictability and long-term preservation of unchanged behavior. Following the LTS branch, Innovation Branch 10.0 will be formed. Midnight Commander 4.8.33 Console File Manager has been released. It provides a two-panel interface in the style of Norton Commander. Midnight Commander has features such as mouse support, a built-in file viewer, and text editor with syntax highlighting, the use of virtual file system for navigating inside archives, packages, and network storage, connection of handlers of various file types, a mode for quickly switching to terminal mode for running commands, the use of bookmarks for switching to frequently used places in the file system, and flexible search tools. The project code is written in C and is distributed under the GPLv3 Plus license. The Free Software Foundation has published the results of its analysis of the Llama 3.1 license, under which Meta's machine learning models are distributed. The FOSS Foundation has found the Llama 3.1 license to be non-free and has recommended against using products distributed under it. It is noted that Meta misleads users by presenting the Llama 3.1 license as providing certain freedoms. In fact, the Llama 3.1 license deprives users of freedom, transfers additional powers to licensors, and imposes an acceptable use policy. In particular, the Llama 3.1 license limits the scope of use to certain applications, such as prohibiting military use, creating products that may cause harm, or being used to generate illegal or objectionable content such as spam, and requiring compliance with any applicable trade laws and regulations, even if the user's country of jurisdiction does not apply those laws and regulations. The multi-platform IMAP server Dovecot 2.4.0 was prevented, supporting POP3 and IMAP 4 Rev1 protocols with popular extensions such as sort, thread, multi-append, quota, ACL, compress, notify, metadata, and idle, and authentication and encryption mechanisms. Dovecot maintains full compatibility with classic MBOX and Mailder, using external indexes to improve performance. To expand the functionality, plugins can be used. Features such as quotas, ACL, push notifications, full text search, and virtual mailboxes are implemented. The project code is distributed under the LGPL and MIT licenses. The OpenSUSE project developers have introduced the Agama 11 installer, being developed to replace the classic SUSE and OpenSUSE installation interface, and is notable for separating the user interface from the internal YAST components. Agama supports the use of various front-ends, such as a front-end for managing the installation via a web interface. The code of the installer components is distributed under the GPLv2 license and is written in Ruby, Rust, and JavaScript/TypeScript. The new installer can be tested in the OpenSUSE 16 alpha release and the upcoming SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 16 beta release. In addition, live builds for the x86-64, PPC-64LE, S390X, and ARM64 architectures have been created for testing the new installer, supporting the installation of the OpenSUSE Leap 16 alpha release, the continuously updated OpenSUSE Tumbleweed, and OpenSUSE Slow Roll builds, and container-based micro OS additions. The installer uses a multi-process architecture where the user interface is not blocked during other work. The basic interface for managing the installation is built using web technologies. The web interface is written in JavaScript using the React framework and Patternfly components. The messaging service, as well as a built-in HTTP server, is written in Ruby. The Shotcut 25.01 video editor has been published using the MLP framework for editing video. Support for video and audio formats is implemented via FFmpeg. You can use plugins with the implementation of video and audio effects compatible with Fryor and LADSPA. Shotcut includes the ability to multi-track editing with composition of video from fragments in various source formats without the need for their preliminary import or recoding. There are built-in tools for creating screencasts, processing images from a web camera, and receiving streaming video. The code is written in C++ using the Qt framework and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Ready-made builds are available for Linux, AppImage, Flatpak and Snap, Mac OS, and Windows. Solus 4.7 was published. It is not based on packages of other distributions and develops its own installer, package manager, and configurator. The code of the project is distributed under the GPLv2 license. C and Vala languages are used for development. Builds with the Budgie, GNOME, KDE Plasma, and XFCE desktops are provided. The EO Package Manager, a fork of PC from Pardus Linux, is used to manage packages, providing the usual tools for installing / removing packages, searching the repository, and managing repositories. Only about 2,000 packages are offered for installation from the repository. Among the available applets are the Classic Application Menu, Task Switching System, Area with List of Open Windows, Viewing Virtual Desktops, Power Management Indicator, Volume Control Applet, System Status Indicator, and Clock. For music playback and the additions with the Budgie and GNOME desktops, the Rhythmbox Player is offered with the Alternate Toolbar extension, offering an interface with a compact panel implemented using client-side window decoration, CSD. For video playback in the Budgie and GNOME editions, Celluloid is used. In the KDE edition, Elisa is available for music playback and Haruna is available for video. In the XFCE edition, the Parole Player is used for playing multimedia files. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.